Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare. Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Rama Hare Rama, Rama Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare Krishna Krishna Hare 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 Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare, Hare, Hare
Krishna,
Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Dhamma, Hare Dhamma, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Dhamma Dhamma, Hare Hare.
Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swami Iti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Nirvishesha Sunyavadi Vaskatya Deshatarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivas Adi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare So, we have been following our young friend, Gopakumar, as he travels through the different regions or spheres of the world of matter. He went even up to the topmost planet, Lord Brahma's planet, and he was still there, not quite satisfied. And then he heard about moksha, or liberation, or in other words, to become free from the world of matter. And he became very curious. He was advised that he should go down again to Vrindavan, and then he could proceed upwards to that effulgent region beyond matter. And he did. And after reaching that realm of liberation, he was advised by Lord Shiva to proceed towards Vaikuntha, which would be possible by again returning down to Vrindavan and coming back up under the care and protection of the Vaikuntha Vasis who brought him to Vaikuntha. When he arrived in Vaikuntha, he was able to see Lord Narayan, and at first he was very happy, but somehow he was still not quite satisfied. And Narada Muni observed him, and he advised him in Vaikuntha that you should go to Ayodhya, because there you will get the mercy of Lord Ramachandra. And so Gopakumar next proceeded towards Ayodhya. After traveling for a long way, I saw some forest monkeys restlessly jumping here and there and shouting, Ram, Ram, Ram. As I moved a little closer, they gathered around me and they tried to grab my flute. These monkeys were even more beautiful than the four-handed residents of Vaikuntha. Then some men came, and together, the monkeys and the men, they all brought me to the outskirts of their city. When we reached the gateway, I was so overwhelmed that I couldn't enter on my own. Before me, I saw Bharat with Shatrughna, and they were seated comfortably with Sugriva, Angada, Jambavan, and some very, very handsome men. And then Hanuman came, and he brought me to where Lord Ramachandra was seated on the best of thrones. His appearance was somewhat like Lord Narayan, but there were certain attractive features which distinguished him from that Lord. As a perfect king, he followed all the rules of religious behavior. And I bow down to him again and again and again and again. And I was saying, all glories, all glories, all glories, all glories. And then that Lord said, my dear son of a cowherd, my dear friend, well done. You have conquered me by showing such affection. Now, just rest. Perhaps you can remain in Ayodhya for an extended time. In any case, you should refrain from offering so many dandavats and prayers. You are a close friend. And so this display of reverence, it causes me pain. So please stand up. All good fortune to you. I am always controlled by such pure love as yours. Then, on the Lord's order, Hanuman raised me up from the ground and brought me to where the Lord was resting his sacred lotus feet. Being treated so kindly by Lord Raghunath was the fulfillment of my all desires, even more than I had ever dreamt of. And so I stayed there for some time in my dress as a cowherd boy. Just as I had served Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha, I now served Lord Ramachandra in Ayodhya. I saw the unique pastimes of that divine lion of the Raghus, who acted like a pious king of this world, obeying the rules, the regulations of Dharma Shastras. I never saw him violate any religious principles. But I also did not see the unique sweetness I had found within the varied playful pastimes of my worshipable deity Gopal. And nor did I find his special mercy. Gopal has pastimes that Lord Ramachandra doesn't, such as attracting the world with his flute or enchanting the gopis in so many ways. In my private meditation, I had very, very friendly dealings with Madan Gopal, including exchanges of embraces and kisses. Whereas, in contrast, my relationship with Lord Ramachandra was more formal. Thus, even here, I seemed to be unhappy. By hearing from Hanuman and directly seeing Lord Ram myself, my mental distress was dispelled. Sometimes I would imagine Lord Ramachandra as having all the qualities of my worshipful deity. Yet, by the force of my previous spiritual practice, the land of Braj would impose itself on my heart, along with a yearning for its special pastimes and mercy. When Hanuman would notice this, he would save me by encouraging me with diverse, clever arguments. And thus, I stayed for a long time without deciding to leave. But finally, Lord Ram, whose heart is tender with compassion, unlimited compassion, who knows the mind of everyone in the world, consoled me with gentle affection. "Go to Dwarka," he said. "Go to Dwarka and be happy." He then deputed Sri Jambavan, the king of the bears, to accompany me to Dwarka. So I went to Dwarka, and there I saw the Yadavas with their families wandering here and there. They were completely free from any anxiety, and they were enjoying all kinds of pleasures. And they welcomed me, and they drew me into their company and embraced me. And when they saw that I was the son of a cowherd man from Govardhan, their hearts melted with affection. They took me by the hand and brought me into their city. From a distance, I saw their lord seated on an excellent throne made of gold and jewels in the Sudama Hall. Many attractive features of Lord Narayan were also visible in the Lord of Dwarka. Above him shone a brilliant white umbrella, and at his two sides waved excellent yak-tail fans. And in front of him, on a golden footstool, sat his divine slippers. All around him were symbols of royalty befitting the King of Kings. Vasudev, Balaram, Akrura sat to his right, and Gada, Satyaki, and others sat to his left. And right in front of him sat King Ugrasen. And Garuda stood glorifying him with beautiful prayers, whilst Uddhava massaged his lotus feet and pleased him with affectionate words. Seeing from a distance the goal I had long desired, I fainted. And the Lord asked Uddhava to bring me near. So he gently lifted me up and brought me to awareness, and then led me to the Lord's side. the Lord of life gently stroked me, and then he took the flute from my hand. He looked at it, apparently distressed, and he remained silent, tears pouring from his eyes. As soon as Uddhava saw these ecstatic symptoms, he took steps to calm the Lord. He moved his eyebrows to indicate the presence of not only Vasudeva and the other Yadavas, but also kings like Yudhisthira, and demigods like Indra, and sages like Gaugacharya. The Lord glanced at the people in front of him, and he somewhat calmed himself. And then he got up to enter his inner quarters, and holding both my hands in his hands, he took me with him. And then his two mothers, his queens, their maidservants, and several of his young sons all joined the splendor of that procession. But I saw that Lord appear before me as if in the company of Yasoda and beautiful young gopis and cowherd boys. Seeing the object of my meditation, I again fainted, overwhelmed with delight. Then Nandanandan arose, and by the powerful touch of his lotus hand, he brought me back to consciousness. When time came for lunch, he sat his elder brother down within a circle of Yadava boys, and he began to feed them, just as he had done in his childhood. When Uddhava had honored the Lord's remnants, he took me to his own home. In Uddhava's house, I was able to gather my thoughts. I was delighted to have this opportunity to be with Krishna and his devotees in Dwarka. The glories of Krishna here were surely beyond the comprehension of the greatest scholars and mystic yogis. Only rarely can even surrendered souls approach those glories by their minds or their words. After I had lived for some time there in Dwarka, some of the best of the divine Yadavas said something to me. Their hearts were melted with eagerness to see everyone in the world happy within and without. They said, "Dear friend, you have come to our place, which is more splendid than Vaikuntha, and you are now our companion. We think it is unfitting that you continue to dress like a miserable forest dweller. Please take our dress and looks which are naturally available to anyone who lives here. Even though these Yadavas insisted, I remained like a poor, simple devotee, because in their dress, I would not have been able to taste the special mood that appeals to my heart. However, I then became shy and feared to go to the side of the Lord when he was seated in the royal court, being served by his transcendental opulences. I became embarrassed in the Sudama Hall, with its huge crowds of kings and sages and demigods, and I began thinking about going somewhere else. During those days in Uddhava's house, if there was any unhappiness, I would conceal it. But then one day, Narada came. I bowed down to him in utter joy. He looked at me and he smiled and he said, "What amazes me is that you playfully show the same characteristics here as before. Even in Dwarka, you seem discontent. This is astonishing. You see, Uddhava, this cowherd's son is seeking something unachievable for persons like us. He wanders here and there, never transcending the painful distress that is fixed in his heart. O devotee of Gopal Dev, far away from here lies the most exalted place called Goloka. It is full of splendor beyond the borders of all other regions, including Vaikuntha. The devotees there possess superworldly opulence, and yet they are the most simple people. Their affection seems to follow the ways of this world, but it is beyond this world. It combines sweetness, amazing opulence, and worldly simplicity. In Goloka, the dealings between the Lord and his devotees increase their mutual love in such a way that is not possible in Vaikuntha, the abode of supreme opulence, or Ayodhya and Dwarka, which resemble Vaikuntha. But Goloka is much greater. And therefore, Krishna has arranged for it to be very far away. At the end of a certain Dwapara age, when Krishna, Lord of Gokul, wants to enjoy pastimes of pure love, he abandons his other things, he abandons his people and his own supreme power, and neglecting all of us, he goes to the material world to enjoy happiness unobtainable in our company. He sports freely in Vraj with its residents, who have natures exactly suited to his own. By an abundance of his mercy, never disclosed before, he becomes directly visible to the people of that universe who have the good fortune of firm devotion to him. And so it is sometimes seen that the Lord of Vaikuntha is not seen in Vaikuntha. You, Gop Kumar, you found this out. Then Narada began to tell me the pastimes of Vraj. He said, the pastures of Nanda Maharaj become the land in which his highest opulences personally sport. Simply because Putana disguised herself as a respectable person, he bestowed upon her the destination of being his mother. He also gave liberation to her family members, although they were all enemies of the Lord. He allowed his belly to be tied to a grinding mortar by ropes for tying the cows. And to enliven the women of Braj, he danced and entertained them in various ways. His beauty amazes even him. Seeing him, the cows, the birds, the bushes, the trees, the creepers, they all became ecstatic. And people would curse Brahma, the creator of eyelids, and they would praise Indra, who has 1,000 eyes on his body. The beauty Sri Krishna displays in Brajabhumi is never seen anywhere else. At every moment, his qualities appear newer and newer and newer. May you be protected by his pastime of killing Trinavarta and crawling around in charming ways. May I be protected by the clever glances he casts at his mother in apparent fear when the ladies complain about him. May my mind be enchanted by his dragging the mortar that his mother had tied around his belly with ropes, and by felling the Arjun trees, and by his graciously blessing the reformed sons of Kuvera, even while still tied. He adorns himself in forest dress, and he imitates the sounds of the animals. May that guru of the art of flute playing protect us. I worship the pastimes he performs in the early mornings when he enters the forest with his calves and his friends. My mind is enchanted by the Lord's pastime of taking lunch on the grassy shore of a lake and then going off to look for the cows. His hand adorned with a lump of rice mixed with yogurt. Please worship the wonderful pastimes the Lord enacted, such as tending the cows, honoring his elder brother, glorifying the beauty of Vrindavan, and imitating the singing of the bees. The sport that the son of Yasoda enjoyed in the lake of Kaliya disturbs me so much with both sorrow and joy. How can I recount it to you? Kaliya had the arrogance to grasp with his filthy coils the divine body of that tender Supreme Person. His heart was so full of wicked pride that he felt no shame in raising his hoods high in the air. And Krishna turned Kaliya's hoods into a dancing stage and gleefully pummeled that serpent into submission. When he was almost dead, his many wives came and they offered Krishna prayers and worship and they bowed down before him. When will I see him dressed in forest attire, stealing everyone's heart with a downpour of music from his flute? How wonderfully he enjoyed stealing the clothes of the young girls. He climbed quickly to the top of a kadamba tree and he spoke joking words. And they offered respects to him with joined palms and submitted to his request. I offer homage to his all-attractively worshipping Govardhan Hill, his holding the great hill with his left hand, his satisfying the cowherds, consoling Indra, and accepting coronation as Govinda, the Lord of Cows. Krishna's intention is always to please his devotees. My dear cowherds, if you are not embarrassed to be related to me, and if I deserve praise, why are you perplexed? If you have affection for me, and I'm worthy of praise, then just think of me as your dear relative. I am no god or Gandhava or Yaksha or Danava, but simply your family member. You should not think otherwise. How can my tongue dare to touch the greatness of Krishna's dearmost possession, which stands out from all else and which always rests playfully in his lotus hands? Hearing the sound of his flute, the perfected mystics flying in their aeroplanes become bewildered, along with their wives. what can I say? The cowherds dedicate to Krishna everything they have, their bodies, their families, their property, and their very selves. They pay no regard to success in this world or the next. The residents of Braj have transcended time. For those of us who are blessed with the opulence of wisdom, their feet deserve worship in every way. Even the Yadavas worship them. Narada continued to enlighten me. He said, "The Lord's rasa dance reveals the final limit of his supremacy and sweetness. Lakshmi Devi could not enter there even after hundreds of attempts. So inconceivable are his pastimes that they frighten me. How could he grant the gopis the very essence of all good fortune and then cast them into an ocean of grief known only to a woman deprived of her life and soul?" Somehow or another, the wise Akrura, desiring to promote the welfare of the Yadus, took Krishna from Vraj to Madhupuri as if by force. But he will never abandon the people of Vraj. He returns again and again and again to enjoy pastimes. Krishna is most curious to see how the devotees respond to the waves of ecstasy born of separation. This gives him great pleasure. And sometimes he hides or he goes away from Vraj to increase both their pleasure and his own. And just as he plays in Brajabhumi, so he plays in Golok. The two realms are only imagined to be different, one above the other. The disciplines by which devotees can reach Golok are the same as those that allow them to see the Lord performing his pastimes in the mortal world. My dear boy, how is it that you are so eager to take shelter of the lotus feet of this Gopal and see these sweet pastimes? Understand that to attain him is exceedingly difficult. Of this I am convinced. Speaking thus, Narada embraced me. Trembling, he wept and showed many symptoms of ecstasy. Seeing me very discouraged, that best of sages, he consoled me with sweet words. He said, this subject should always be kept secret and spoken only among devotees, saintly devotees. It should be avoided, especially in places where the Lord's supreme opulences are being displayed. That is why I did not reveal these things to you in Vaikuntha. Only here, moved by the charm of your love, I have spoken a little. Narada then suggested to Gop Kumar that he should go and seek the blessings of Lord Jagannath. He said, not far from here lies the holy abode of Purusham Kshetra, which you visited before on earth. That place is as dear to the Lord as his beautiful Mathura Dham. And there he displays his supreme opulence and charms his devotees by acting like an ordinary person. Go there, at least for some time, and there you will be able to achieve success. Hearing Narada's advice, Uddhava, who stood nearby, reflected on the matter, and then he requested Narada to send me instead directly to Vraj. Narada agreed, and then he gave me further important instructions. He said, one develops this extraordinary love by practicing devotion whose main method is meditating upon and singing about the Lord's many Vraj pastimes in the company of those whose only taste is for that pure love. Ordinary humility can be developed by human effort, but there is a type of humility which comes from receiving the Lord's favor. To achieve this transcendental humility, one must learn to love Krishna in the mood felt by the gopis, led by Sri Radha. We can understand that this special humility arises by the Lord's exceptional mercy. As prema, as love appears in degrees, so too does humility, and they act in relationship as cause and effect. I am saying something general to you about this love, for it cannot be described in full detail. But without utter humility, the pure love that leads one to entrance into Goloka will never arise. And until you attain that world, you will never be at peace. Gop Kumar said, Narada again looked all around, beholding some auspicious signs that all-knowing sage, the dear friend of the Vaishnavas, addressed me joyfully. He said, I know that your purpose will be achieved. Long ago, I concluded that this would happen. On Svarga and many other material planets, you remained naive, even though you were seeing the lotus feet of the Lord. Your naivete led you to feel the piqued curiosity of a simple heart free from agitation. And thus you enjoyed the special ecstasy of discovering Lord Achyuta on every planet. But go now quickly to that most sweet Brajabhumi, which enchants the fame and the splendor of the earth. Go and fulfill the desire you have held for so long. Pleased by Narada's nectarine words, I was eager to go to Vrajabhumi. But Uddhava noticed that within my heart, I was also anxious to first take permission from the Lord of Dwarka. Uddhava said, if you were going anywhere else, the proper thing would be to take permission from the Lord of the Yadavs. But this land of his is most dear to him. Then, sensing that someone had taken me elsewhere, I opened my eyes and I saw that I had been brought to this grove where you and I are sitting right now. And here we will pause this extraordinary journey of this young boy who once more finds himself back in Vrindavan where he began his journey. So tomorrow we are quite confident that he is going to finally reach his destination, and we are going to be so fortunate to hear about that. Hare Krishna. See you all tomorrow. Hare Krishna. One more. Thank you. He was just bringing it to you.
Krishna, Hare, Hare. Yes, Hare Ram. Hare Krishna. Everyone, I welcome you for a very brief kirtan where we will just relish or perhaps dwell on the subjects we have heard, or just turn to Krishna in a simple way. Please join me. Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Namo. O Vishnu Padaya. Krishna Prastaya Bhutale. Everybody, please. Shivate Vakti. Vedanta Swami Niti Namine Namaste. Shesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satanine Namaste Sarasvate Deve Gauravani Pajanine Shesha Shunyavani Paskatyare Satanine. And now Sri Krishna Chaitanya. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Shari Gaur Bhaktavinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare.
Please sing a little bit more present-minded. Yes, yes, very good. Rama Rama Rama, Rama. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram.
Oh, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Devotees, it was such a beautiful day, starting from the morning where we had the gift of a warming sun, and we made our way to the valley at Giriraj, and there was this surprise. We heard about the need to train our remembrance muscles, so to say. By first, in whatever way, at whatever time, thinking of Krishna, and then focusing more and withdrawing the mind out of the worldly things to Krishna. And then the highlight, this wonderful samaj, this group from Vashana arrived, or was it Krishna himself who arrived, coming through the forest? Then we had a wonderful lunch, prasadam. Another amazing presentation by Burijan Prabhu about the feelings of Krishna's dearest devotees. And then we ended the day with yet another fascinating, or most fascinating, part of Gokumar's journey. A blessed day amongst blessed Sangha. Let us turn in gratitude to the Lord who made all of this possible, and sing one more or two more times His holy name together in this hall. Please sing. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Jaya Kire Govardhan, Kire Govardhan, Kire Govardhan, Jaya Kire Govardhan. Kiri Govardhan, Jaya Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan, Kiri Govardhan. Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada. Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada, Jaya Prabhupada. No, that will come, that will come. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Can I request you to just stay for a few fractions of a minute and for important considerations. Please allow me to just move forward so that we can see you want to. Yes, Prashanta is also here. Good. And our voice is here? No, not today. Hare Krishna. So, it has thinned out substantially. I can understand. We are getting towards the end. But now, my dear devotees, not the time to thin out. It is to become thick. Tomorrow is our last full day. The day after tomorrow is our conclusion, a concluding day. But today is, tomorrow is the last day we all have. And I have seen already some devotees rolling with their suitcases out of the gate. You know, when you're in surgery, you don't jump in the middle from the surgeon's table. you need to be sewed together. Then you can go and dance and everything. So a retreat should be a full retreat. I know this is a new concept in ISKCON, where we have the entertainment style, you know, but this is for personal work. And in case you have not yet touched where you feel you wish to go, please use tomorrow wisely. I would say take sufficient rest, because our physical and mental energy may become a little, you know, you all give your best, and there's always such a full attendance that gives joy to all of our hearts. The programs are very well visited by all of you. So, but still, for tomorrow, take enough rest, and then in between the sessions, have time for reflections. There are beautiful places on the lawn, in the shadow, or in the sun, as you prefer. Do perhaps some journaling, some praying. Maybe come a little bit earlier to the valley in the Govardhan and sit there alone before the class will start. It's time now to prepare ourselves to take something precious with us into our our life. Especially, I would like to say, and this is important before you go to bed, there must have been something that struck you, something that was extraordinary, something that you felt, you know, in American slang, you would say, wow. Or in a more cultured way, you might maybe say, yeah, this I would like to reflect more about this. I would like to look at this closer, perhaps when I'm when I have a little bit more time in between. There must be something that you would like to reflect on, that you would like to. Something where you feel this has the power to lift me to the next level in my spiritual life. Do you know what I'm struggling for words? No, something that, oh yes, this was out of the ordinary experiences. This was extraordinary. And if I follow up on this, this is how we speak in our movement, no? If we follow up on this, means follow up on this, no? Then I might discover the real treasure that is inside of this. So, yes, I must say, I personally found two things and another outside of the retreat, actually, few other things outside, and I'm personally thinking, if I could just follow up on this. I'm sorry, I need to be very clear. I know, because English is not my mother tongue. No, if I think about this, my life will significantly change to what in the directions of my. Aspirations in life, in my Krishna conscious life. So I would really like this to give you this little snippet of advice or suggestion or recommendation so that you can really reap the true fruit of going on a retreat. Yeah, it feels strange. We made it. Another retreat is almost over. And thank you very much. I will request now Prashanta to see, to give us a little overview of tomorrow. And Krishna, 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 Krishna. And how are you all? Haribol, yes. I know Haribol means a sign of joy. Good, good. Thank you, thank you.
Hare Krishna, everyone. Oh, I heard a Haribol. That was an isolated one. Haribol! Yes, many less devotees this evening. I think they have chosen to rest. Definitely yesterday was a trying day, but also a very beautiful day. I got very beautiful reports from all the devotees who went on the outings. So tomorrow, as you just express your desire, we will go at 10:30 to the valley, and Maharaj advised that everyone goes there a little early and spend time with Giriraj. We don't realize, but the influence of Giriraj during this retreat sometimes, and there's only tomorrow and day after. So take full advantage of spending some time at the hill. We are so fortunate to have access to this very close area near Giriraj. So tomorrow morning, 5:30, as usual, there will be Mangalarti and guided japa tomorrow morning, and Guru Puja, breakfast, everything in line. Then in the afternoon, as you know, we are offering every day beautiful bhogas, which are being cooked in the kitchen at the back of the retreat center. We are offering very beautiful sweets and salty things to Giriraj that you can take with you in these beautiful pots that have been painted by devotees. So you have 2 more days to take advantage of that. And Burijan Prabhu's class will continue tomorrow. So tomorrow the classes will actually end. This will be the last sessions of the classes with Jagatarini Mataji's class in the evening. And the next day will be the concluding day. And as Maharaj said, it's important to stay until the end and not escape in between, so that there is some, we take something in our heart from the retreat. So I wish you a wonderful night, and I'll see you again tomorrow. Hare Krishna. Hare Hare.